Keys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Newteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items, women's boutique clothing, and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at Newteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
Spend your lunch every day with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. We promise, they'll save you a plate.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter that serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour number 3, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program. I talked a little bit about college football earlier tonight. We've got some action on a Wednesday night. We also have some NBA on Underdog. This is a – I love playing NBA on Underdog. It is super fun. I normally get like – I'll pair up a couple of games in the same time window and take a couple players, maybe 3-ish players, on something fairly low, like steals or blocks or something like that, or turnovers, and try to track that through the game. That's how I kind of like to play. It's really fun. I look forward to doing that tonight. You can as well. It's the best place to play daily fantasy. It's the best place to play daily fantasy during the NBA season. Right now, if you don't know, sign up. Download the app, use the code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Before we go to Will, I want to just to clarify one thing we were talking about with Miami and Notre Dame. I was going through the Miami stuff really just to illustrate how inconsistent this whole thing remains. And I don't know that there's any way to get away from that completely ever. There's not. I don't care if Notre Dame is higher than Miami or Miami's higher than Notre Dame. The real point is that two teams with the same record, with comparable schedules, and one beat the other one, one is ranked ninth and the other is 15th. And the one who beat the won the head-to-head is the 15th.
Right.
That's the point I was trying to make. I don't think I landed the plane very well on there. Those two are comps in every way imaginable, and yet they are six spots apart. You want to put them back to back? I don't care what order you put them in. I don't care about either one of those teams. Just pointing out how similar they are until you get to the college football rankings, and then they're not peers.
Well, and my statement on it is, if we're gonna do that, then let's make it seem like we're not just doing it in this one case. You know, like don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining. Like, Alabama and Georgia are not the same, and BYU and Utah the same, and all these head-to-heads, Texas and Oklahoma the same, and we just go head-to-head, and the only time that there's a difference is this one matchup. It doesn't track for me. Let's get Will Vandervoort's thoughts on this from the ClemsonSider.com. He's asked you, Will, on Twitter and the Believe Podcast Network. What's up, Willie V?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. Do you share our disdain for, I guess confusion is more the word, about why it is that there are four potential head-to-head matchup issues in the rankings, and the only one where the team that lost is significantly below the other is it has to do with the ACC team that they put in the rankings as the representative of the conference that's probably not going to win the conference?
Oh, you're talking about Miami and
Notre Dame. Miami and Notre Dame.
Miami's below Notre Dame.
Yeah, by six. 9-15.
They both got two losses too, right?
That's correct.
Yep.
But and Miami's losses are to,
well, they lost to Louisville.
Louisville and SMU.
And they lost to SMU on the road.
Okay, so both teams are unranked right at the moment, correct?
Louisville's still in there, right?
Okay. Louisville is 20th.
Yeah, Louisville's 20 in the poll.
Louisville's 20, but SMU obviously is unranked.
SMU's so not ranked.
That's probably where your discrepancy is. That's what they're looking at, because you're looking at Notre Dame that lost at Texas A&M, who's ranked number two or three this week. What are they this week? Can't remember.
Three.
What the ranking is? Three. Yeah, and so then one of their losses is, you know, to the third ranked team, and then the other is on the road to the 15th ranked team, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think that's where they're drawing the discrepancy from, is a position of who the losses came to. And so now I'm with you 100% on head-to-head. However, let me rewind for you to 2016. And there was a lot of talk that Louisville was going to jump Clemson in the rankings, and even though Clemson beat them head-to-head. If y'all remember back in the day, and actually,
oh, yeah.
I think Louisville was ahead of Clemson that year for a little bit. So even though they both only had one loss, and Clemson had one loss, and Clemson beat them head to head, but they had Louisville ranked ahead of Clemson in the rankings, and then everything took care of itself. So this isn't abnormal for the committee to do something like this. But your point is valid in the sense that, okay, everybody else, they did the same except for this one. And the only thing I can think of is that they're just saying, okay, well, both teams have two losses, and one team's lost to a team that's unranked, and that's what's hurting them. That's one thing I can figure in this whole thing. But here's how it's going to work out. Pittsburgh's going to beat Miami in a couple weeks, so it ain't going to matter anyway. And Miami's not going to be in the cards anyway. So, you know, it'll work itself out, I think, in the end. But you hope it does, because you don't want to see a situation where somebody – I'm with you guys. I always play the head-to-head is important to me. If somebody beats somebody on the field, they're the better team because they beat them on the field. And so they should get that benefit. I don't care who they lose to. Am I wrong in that thinking?
Yeah, no. And, you know, you bring up Pitkins – Pitt can ruin the day for both of these teams, Miami and Notre Dame. So,
and Georgia Tech, by the way.
You know, and the other thing, it's just odd that last year the conversation was more around quality losses, and it sort of is for Notre Dame this year, but it's not for Alabama. It's not a quality loss for Alabama. And if you turn to you turn to who the quality wins belong to, well, Notre Dame's best win is over Southern Cal. Miami's best win is against Notre Dame.
Right. Better quality of win, you would think. And Notre Dame's played a lot of bad teams. Like, they've beaten a lot of bad teams in their seven-game win streak.
But, again, they're six spots apart, which is just – that's what really blows my mind more than anything.
Hey, you, Ben, you'll remember this. Quack won't remember this because I doubt he watched this. But if you remember the old Batman TV show, that Batman had the phone, the red phone that went to the commissioner, correct?
Oh, yeah. And just the one big single button on it.
Yeah, so I think – that's the way it works with the College Football Playoff Committee, and it goes straight to the commissioner of a certain conference. And that commissioner dictates what happens at that point.
WWSD, what would Sankey do?
There was a parody account that put a quote from Greg Sankey where he said he expected 8 SEC teams to get in, and it's real bad that people believe that Sankey said it, and it was fake. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure he did say that. That tells you where we are in college football, where that actually seems credible. And, like, nobody – like, I didn't bat an eye until I saw some other tweets from the account. I was like, oh, okay, well, this is fake. But it looked real to me, real enough.
And at some point, Greg Sankey will go on ESPN, and he'll take away Jim Phillips' lunch money. That's going to happen. We just know – it's a matter of when. You're right. That's going to happen. So.
It might happen during the game. Like, if Clemson's up at half – Greg Sankey's just going to, like, WWE style, just run in and grab the mic in the ring and just start yelling about how the ACC's worthless and they deserve zero bids and they should put Tennessee in because of the teams that they've played, because their best win remains the loss to Georgia. Let's talk about the Louisville game for a second. No Isaac Brown. Jeff Brohm is going to do the dreaded sign and extension. Ben's actually over here. He's got the research monkeys in the back working on the records of coaches after they sign these extensions during carousel season. Jeff Brohm may be close. I actually think that the cards, the non-football cards, are lining up for Clemson right now. Am I wrong on this?
No, I think there's something to it. I think Isaac Brown not being in the game now. Let's go ahead and take Kajon Brown. I think that's how you name. You tell me, Quark. You're the announcer.
I think it's Kewon Brown. I think it's Kewon. I'm gonna actually double check that, but I think it's Kewon Brown.
I can't read my handwriting. I probably wrote an E and it looks like an A. So so it's me. But he's got 457 yards and averaging 7 yards a carry. So it's not like he's bad. And that's what Dabo Swinney was kind of alluding to yesterday. Like, you know, they're talking about maybe they go to two quarterbacks. And I was like, we ain't worried about the quarterbacks. We're worried about what they do schematically. What they want to do schematically is they want to run the football. And they do a lot of cutbacks, a lot of cutting going on behind the play that allow those lanes to open up. And so I think Dabo sent a message to his defense yesterday, and I'm sure he sent it the day before too. I don't think he was talking to the media during that answer as much as he was talking about, you know, this Louisville team. They ran all over. He's actually, his words were, they embarrassed us last year. And they did. 210 yards rushing. Isaac Brown had 150 of that. And they just couldn't stop the run to save their life. That's why you went out and got Will Health, though. And that's why you tried to improve this run game, which right now is much improved. I think it's fourth in the ACC in rushing defense. And, you know, they're doing a better job than they were this time a year ago, stopping the run for sure. So I think their game plan is, you know, make Miller Moss beat them. I think they feel okay. If Miller Moss is the reason why Clemson doesn't come out of Louisville Friday night winning that game, yeah, they're not going to be happy they lost. And I think they'll accept it a whole lot easier than if, you know, Kewon Brown runs all over them for another 150. You know, and they have over 200 yards rushing on Clemson. I think that's what their goal is going to be for this game, Falcon. And I actually like their chances. I'll be honest with you. I think the momentum for the Florida State game, I think it's going to carry over. I really do. I think the team got some confidence in themselves. And I think, you know, there's a good chance that's going to carry over. Call me stupid. I don't know. But, you know, I just like the momentum going into this game for Clemson on Friday night.
Mind you, this is Will Vandervoort, who picked Clemson to lose to Syracuse, and it ended up being quite prescient that day. You can hear him on the Tiger pregame show, by the way, on Friday from Louisville. So get excited. Get excited for that. Dabo Swinney this week. Interesting, I thought. We've got a couple minutes left with you. What were some of your main takeaways from Dabo's press conference and even some of the players that spoke yesterday?
It was a, I don't know, it was a different kind of press conference. Seemed like, I wouldn't say everything's good, you know, but I think it was one where you could sense that there was some relief in the building, that they won that game that's been eluding them. They actually played a game of complimentary football. I thought it was their best game of the year. As a team, I really did. And I thought that kind of shined through in his press conference yesterday, where things that we talked about pretty much stayed that of football for the most part. You know, you had questions about Louisville. Let's be honest, last week, how many questions did you have about Florida State in that press conference?
Very few, a couple. I think I asked them both.
I think you did. But we had a lot in this game, in this press conference.
Yeah.
And so I thought things kind of went more toward the football side of things, what's going on in the field, and not so much what's going on off the field. I like the banter with him and Clay Sweeney. That was pretty funny yesterday. I hope people got to listen to that. That was really enjoyable. Clay's always had the one to, you know, I think he's the one Dabo told us was the first one to beat him in basketball.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, and so Clay goes in there kind of bowed up a little bit, you know, like, you know, hey, who's the only Sweeney not to score? You know, and he puts it out there. You know, I thought that was pretty good. But Dabo coming back with, I'm the only Sweeney with a sack.
He did. That was fun. The extra stuff that we got after we were supposed to be done, and he looks back, he's like, "That's not on TV," and then rolls out. That was a fun part of the press conference yesterday.
It absolutely was. I thought it was a very entertaining press conference. I thought it was a little more loose and relaxed because I think they just got that monkey off their back the other night against Florida State, and that's why I think I like the confidence of this team. And you know, going into Friday night, it seems like a very confident football team. Yeah, that's going to be a difficult game. Don't get me wrong. But then I got this, like, why is Louisville doing a blackout? Is that really going to intimidate Clemson? Because it's going to look like a night sky behind them. Like, I don't know, really understand why that would be. Like, a red out would be more intimidating, right, than a blackout. A blackout's just going to be, I think Bart Boatwright's going to be excited taking pictures. He's going to get some real good pictures. You know, because you're not going to have to worry about what's going on in the background because you're not going to see anything, right?
Was it Steve Spurrier that said somebody did a blackout and he said it helped our quarterback have a better backdrop to throw the ball? Wasn't that
yes.
Steve? Was that
Spurrier?
Yeah, that was Spurrier. And I can't remember who did it. Might have been Georgia that did the blackout.
It was Florida State.
Was it?
It's Florida State.
I thought he said it at South Carolina about somebody, but maybe it was all the way back to Florida.
I thought back when he was playing Florida, and he played Florida State,
okay.
And Florida State was doing one. Yeah, that's what I think it was. So it could have been Georgia when Georgia was like when the cocktail party got moved for a year or two from Jacksonville, and they were doing home and home. It could have been that year. Yeah, but it was pretty. I thought it was a pretty. It's a typical Spurrier comment. Let's just say that. But yeah, I just like, you know, a blackout doesn't seem intimidating to me as say a whiteout does. Or a red out would be more intimidating. If I was a Louisville fan, I'd be kind of fighting it and saying a red out would be better. You know, so it is what it is. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like on Saturday. I'll just say this. Well, I've been there several times. It's not an intimidating stadium. I'm not like, oh my gosh, it's so loud. You know, the noise goes in a different direction than on the field. It's sort of like Doak Campbell in Tallahassee. The noise goes up instead of down. So on the field, it doesn't really affect the game in any shape as far as a noise situation goes. It won't affect the teams on the field at all. So
it is a little bit like just metallic. It's a little pro. Like it's not a bad environment. I think it's a fine stadium. But
yeah,
you're
like,
right.
Yeah, and if you get on top of them early, they quit real fast. I've seen it before. I saw it when they had this guy named Lamar Jackson there. they gave up quick that night as Clemson took control early, and the fans were in the parking lots drinking before the third quarter started.
That is correct. College Game Day was there. Willie V, yeah. Great stuff. Great trip down memory lane right there. For more trips down memory lane, check out Will Vandervoort at ClemsonInsider.com and on the Tiger Pregame Show this week. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Sounds good. Will Vandervoort, join the party there. Yeah, Dorian O'Daniel turned the lights out, I think, I think that night in 2017. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Toyota of Easley. ToyotaofEasley.com. Go to the website. See the selection. Tundras, Tacomas, Priuses, RAVs, all the different iterations of Toyotas. And every single kind of Toyota you could possibly imagine is lined up right there on the lot at Toyota of Easley. But for some reason, if you have very specific tastes and you don't find your vehicle there on the lot, you can customize it at ToyotaofEasley.com. You can start the paperwork process there. You can get it shipped to the dealership, and then they drive it home the very same day. That's Toyota of Easley. Decades of experience serving the Easley community, and I can't think of a better model for service and that hometown feel than Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Jason, we're coming right to you on the other side. More college football as well as Hour 3 continues next.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Cozy season is here. Fill your home with warm, inviting fragrances, candles, laundry soap, and multi-surface kitchen cleaners from Buff City Soap. They're plant-based and handmade daily with no harsh chemicals. Bring the warmth of fall into your home with Buff City Soap with seasonal scents like pumpkin spice, cider by the fire, and Friday night lights. Shop Buff City Soap Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. And don't forget to follow Buff City Soap on Facebook for this week's updates and specials.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping. Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s, you splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile! Thanks, Zoe!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and 4 eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 256 gigabytes, $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
There's a whisper in the rafters crawling through my head. Voices laughing at me, telling me I'm better off dead. Bottle on the table, Bible on the floor. I kicked down heaven's gate, but the devil locked the door. Whiskey and shadows.
All right, hour three continues out of bounds. 654 Roar is the number you want to join us on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line. We got to get our G5 bracket. You want to do that today?
Sure.
And I got to get your thoughts on the Pick'em games because you're going to be in the air during the L show tomorrow. We got a lot to do in the last 2 seconds.
Yeah, I still have a little work to do on the Pick'ems, but
okay,
we can talk about it.
Okay, we'll give in honor of Ben Milstead being in the air, we'll give a 30,000-foot view of the Pick'em games for this week. Before we go any further, though, let's go to Jason's phone call. Jason wants to talk women's hoops. What's up, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First
yes,
off, I do want to clarify. It was Spurrier picking on Carolina. I was at that game, and I searched it. It was November 10th, 2001, and Spurrier said, "Oh, I'm thankful for the fans wearing all black. We could see the football better," and they beat us. I searched it 54-17, so they whooped us. And so that was Carolina. He may have said it five times, but he definitely said it about South Carolina when he was at Florida. but I just wanted to mention something. I'm going to make a prediction. As a Gamecock fan for Clemson fans, 15 years ago, you never, ever could have told me I would have, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I would have never imagined I would follow women's basketball and love it. And Dawn Staley has just done something incredible at South Carolina. Clemson fans, my prediction is in 2 or 3 years, you're going to feel the same way because your team is different than it was. This new coach is doing incredible. And I was looking at women's recruiting the other day. You have 3 recruits in the top 35. This man is turning around that program quickly. I was looking at past scores. We beat you. Carolina beat Clemson, 110, 50, 79-30. It was just lopsided, nowhere close games. And it was a 10-point game at the beginning of the fourth quarter last night. I mean, Clemson's on the rise. And my prediction is, like me, some people hear women's basketball and chuckle. I love it now, and I guarantee you that there's going to be 50% of Clemson fans that start following it, too, if y'all just give it a chance, because this guy is turning that program around quickly. Just impressed. He's a good coach.
Jason, I couldn't have said it better myself, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
I've had a courtside seat or been close to the action for every one of those blowouts. And I can tell you that there have been like three or four of those games where I felt like Clemson was just like, they were just a little more competitive. And last night was one where I felt like they did not play well. They did not shoot well at all, not even close. But they were physically competitive. And then you get this from just a few minutes ago. Clemson's incoming 2026 class, the highest ever ranked signing class in program history. I believe it's the highest ranked men's or women's class ever in the history of either program. Third nationally in 247 Sports, fifth nationally per ESPN. Clemson has signed six top 100 recruits in 2 years with Sean Poppy as a head coach. Prior to Sean Poppy's hire, Clemson women's basketball signed six top 100 recruits in 12 seasons. So that's what Sean Poppy's doing. Trinity Jones is the highlight of the class, the headliner there. She's in the top 10. Kimora Fields is ranked as high as number 27, a 6 foot forward from Cleveland, Tennessee. Julia Scott is a top 40 kid from New York. She's a 6'2 forward from there. That's got some ability to shoot the ball. Mia Green is a top 60 to 70 player out of Knoxville, sort of a combo guard. And then Diari Braddock, who's a 6'6 developmental center from Charleston, who's just outside the top 100. That's who Clemson signed today. So they'll be coming in next year. I think this team this year has a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. Ben, this was your idea to do a – because we – and you know what? I like this idea because it feels like we are really trying hard to squint and make fetch a thing. We are trying to make a group of five team fit in the playoff this year. Last year, we didn't have to work at it because Boise State belonged. They were good enough. They proved they were good enough in the regular season. They belonged. This year, we're going to have to force it. I feel like it's just going to be a sacrificial lamb situation. So I think it's cool to think about what if there were a group of five playoff where they get their own championship and we get some exciting games, some fun games, instead of having somebody get to the playoff, get murdered, and then be a non-factor for the rest of the postseason.
I thought about this because I think there's several worthy group of five teams. The American Conference as a whole is just solid. I mean, at least the top of that conference is. There's some quality teams there. I may disagree with you from this standpoint. I think on the right day, South Florida could actually give some of these other teams a run for their money. I do. I think, and maybe James Madison too, for that matter. I think they're pretty good teams, but it is a shame that you've got about a dozen group of five teams that are pretty good. And I was really more wondering, what should they have their own championship? Should they have their own playoff? Not ever going to happen, I don't think. But, you know, what would that look like? And for me, Quok, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got about six teams that I think are worthy to be in that. And then about five others that there's an argument to be made. And we should have talked about this. Did you look at it? Were you looking at it from an eight team?
I did an eight team.
Okay, I did too. I don't know why we both did that, but that's what I did too.
That's right.
And did automatic qualifiers for the five and then three at large.
That's right. I did the same. I did. I have four American teams. Did you get four Americans?
I have three in, and then an argument for two others.
Okay. Now, how did you just seed them best to worst, or did you do top five or the automatic bids?
I somewhat seeded mine. I did not complete. Here's what I did not complete the final couple spots.
Okay.
I wanted you to talk me into it.
Okay.
I had South Florida winning the American as the number one overall seed.
Okay. I have Navy as the AQ just because they are a half game ahead right now, but South Florida to me is the best team.
James Madison as the two seed win in the Sun Belt.
Okay.
They've won seven in a row. Their only loss is to Louisville.
That's right. And they played with Louisville. That was an even game.
And then actually depending on who my at-larges are is where these others would go. Like Kennesaw State winning the Conference USA. They lost to Wake Forest in the opener 10-9 and lost to Indiana.
Shocker of the year.
Uh-huh.
Kennesaw State, legitimately great team. Remember they fired their coach and we were like, how dare they do that? Well, this is what they were looking at right here. I give them credit.
At San Diego State in the Mountain West.
I have them.
Their losses are Washington State and Hawaii, which Hawaii is the surprise in all these for me. They're not in mind, by the way. And then Western Michigan in the MAC, because somebody's got to be.
Right. That's your number eight seed right there.
That's what I had, too. So we're actually pretty similar in those. When I first started going through it, North Texas was my three and Tulane was my four.
Okay. Because I have Navy winning the American. I had to bump one of them. And I bumped Tulane. I have South Florida at one. I have James Madison at two. Memphis at three. North Texas at four. And I have Navy at – I actually have Navy at six as the American winner, but I don't think Navy is good enough to be in here.
I'm not sure what to do with Navy because – and it's bad because I just saw them get killed by Notre Dame. And their losses are Notre Dame and North Texas in back-to-back weeks.
They're going to be out this week because they play South Florida and they're not beating South Florida. They'll be out this week.
Southern Miss is another one that from the Sun Belt that I looked at. Mississippi State and Louisiana Tech are their losses. Those are not bad.
By the way, bold prediction. Charles Huff is going to take one of the jobs that feels like they should have a better coach than that, mm-hmm. and he's going to win there. That guy's a good head coach.
Memphis is another American team. They lost to UAB and Tulane, both close, and they beat South Florida. I think Memphis is a pretty good team. And then the other one, just probably not, but when we're putting in all the American teams, East Carolina has three losses, and they are to three very good teams.
Yeah.
NC State, BYU, and Tulane.
If you did a bracket like this,
and
no
also
one
John
wanna...
Height's office is beside mine.
That's so correct. I kinda
throw him a bone there.
I like that. A little brown nose, and that's good. East Carolina to me is would be dangerous because they defend. They're allowing like 16 or 15 points a game. Like they're a really good defensive team, and that's a little scary when a lot of these teams are offense first. If they can suck you down in the mud a little bit, East Carolina would be a tough out for somebody, I think.
So I have seven that are in and then four teams for that eighth
spot.
And it might not even be the eighth spot. That's the thing. Like Western Michigan would be the eighth spot. Would people watch that?
It depends on when you schedule it. I want to hear would you watch this tournament? If it was happening in the bowl season alongside the college football playoff and the FCS playoffs, would you watch a Group of Five playoff if it happened?
If you knew it was a playoff format, and this was the other angle I was coming from, if you somehow plugged these into some of the bowl games, you know, in other words, replace those bowl games played before Christmas with these. Where, you know, the pushback is always, well, they're not playing for anything. And I disagree with that, but I understand where people are coming from. You are playing for something with this.
Yes. Give me the Little Caesars Bowl or whatever in Detroit, and give me the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, and give me, I don't know, the Liberty Bowl in Memphis. Give me those types, that level of bowl game as a part of a G5 playoff. I think they'd be okay with that.
So you have seven games that you provide with this, and it gives the Group of Five something to legitimately play for. The problem with that, when I say that part, is Boise State was legitimate last year, so it's not that it can't happen, it's just rare that it does.
That's right. All right, let's take a break, and we come back, final segment. We had somebody just drop. You can get back in. We'll go phones, we'll go college football, we'll go pick 'em games, we'll go G5 playoff if you want to do that. Final segment of the program is next.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. clemsonareachamber.org.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for 4 generations. And now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, 4 generations of better rest built for your best game day.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton. Just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile 1- and 2-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the Upstate.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Sing my share of broken halos, folded wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go.
All right, final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate the feedback. You know, a couple of texters said they would watch.
I'm surprised how many people like the Group of Five idea.
Yeah, they would watch it. I mean, there are people that watch the FCS championship right now. It goes right alongside these bowl games. You would have to you'd have to find a good broadcast window for it.
I think that's key.
You'd have to find a good partner and a good broadcast window for it. Let's go to Jordan, who's up with us next on the phone. 654 Roar is the number. Hey, Jordan.
Yes, sir. How you y'all doing?
We're doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask about what does Clemson football need to do to win this the Louisville game?
You know, it's a great question, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, Jordan. We're going to talk about something today. Yeah. Right now, though, for you. I appreciate the phone call. It's a good question.
Yeah. And how good is the basketball team? They look good so far.
They do look really good so far. I would agree. We'll find out more about the basketball team on Saturday when they go to Georgetown and play. But they've done what they're supposed to do so far. Appreciate the phone call, Jordan.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
Very much.
Thank you.
Ben, you will not be on tomorrow to talk about the Louisville game. What are your thoughts on the answer to that question? The number that we're playing it at in our contest is 3.5. I believe it's still 3.5. In fact, I'm going to double check. I looked this morning. It was still 3.5. What if you had to say one or two keys for Clemson against Louisville at this juncture, what do you think the keys are?
I think you kind of have to have the Florida State defensive approach, but you got to do it better than you did against Florida State. Do what you can to stop the run. And that's easier said than done against Louisville than it is Florida State. But, I mean, am I wrong to think that offensively Louisville is sort of Florida State 2.0?
Well, I think less mobility at quarterback, more of a traditional run game, I would say. But, I would say in terms of defensive schematics, I think the idea is you want to have bodies forward because you're not going to – and look, regardless of whether it should or shouldn't be, Clemson's not going to line up and just get mauled up front. You could tell Dabo's not going to allow that to happen this game.
You wouldn't think so. It's still in the back of my mind what Louisville did to Miami, though. But, I wouldn't think so. Now, I say all this with the assumption that Isaac Brown's not playing is my assumption.
Did we talk about this yesterday on the air? I was having a conversation with somebody about that he was going to be out a while. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like weeks, plural, that he was going to be out. I would be surprised if Brown played. He'll probably be listed out when the injury report comes out tomorrow.
I think offensively for Clemson, like Antonio Williams has got to have a big game, and he's got the opportunity to have a big game. There's been multiple players, similar style players this year that have had a big game against Louisville. Jacob DeJesus did for Cal. It's 16 receptions for 158 yards. And he and Williams are not exactly the same player. But there's some similarities there. It seems like in the bigger games, Miami was that way, Pitt was that way. Like in the bigger games, there's been that one receiver that Louisville's had a hard time covering. So, you're going to have to do that. I have, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, I have switched my pick 4 times.
Four times.
Actually, three times, because now I am, as of right now, I've landed back on Clemson. And I started with Louisville. Actually, that would be four times if I'm landed on Clemson. And here's why. The line is 3.5. This sort of feels like a field goal game to me. So taking Louisville minus 3.5 in a field goal game or field goal-ish type game seems like the way to go there. Am I thinking about that right?
Yeah, I truly don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of this game at all. I don't have a great feel for it. I just, if it were me just in the world, I would just put the X up. I don't want any part. Stay away. No, I wouldn't even play the total in this game. I have no idea. I'm a little spooked because I would have said there would be points in this game, but I thought Clemson and Florida State were going to race to 35 last week.
Yeah, I did too. And Mr. B said the report on Brown was that he would return next week, on the 22nd. So that sort of tracks.
What do you have any thought on the total? 50.5, 51.5 in this game?
I'm like you. I'm a little scared by that from last week now.
I don't like it at all.
Doesn't look like weather's going to be a factor. It's not going to be cold there necessarily. And like if you'd ask me Monday, I'd go, oh, yeah, this is low scoring because it's going to be frigid. But no, it's like in the upper 50s at kickoff. So,
if we're honest, I'm still a little bit concerned about how frequently Deuce Robinson got open last week. I felt like it was pretty clear that they were going to target him, and they just targeted him repeatedly, and he had 9 catches. And I'm a little worried because Louisville's passing game is just spam Chris Bell. Chris Bell, Chris Bell, Chris Bell, Chris Bell. Nobody else matters. Maybe Colin Lacey in the seam a little bit. In fact, I'd be stunned if they didn't put Lacey in the slot and let him go nuts.
I think that total actually does make sense, though, now that I'm thinking about it, because I can't see this becoming a big offensive output for Clemson against Louisville's defense. Those guys are good, man. They are good on that side of the ball.
Could you see the implied score from Vegas would be Louisville 27-24?
Yeah.
That's the implied score by the line and the total.
See, that sounds right to me.
That doesn't sound bad.
Somewhere in that range for both teams.
Do you feel better about Clemson's kicking situation? Nolan Hoos has made 8 in a row, Ben.
Well, and he was on OOB yesterday, so yes,
he was
of course
on OOB. Yeah, we know also Bad Henry's going to have 2 tutties,
and the holder was on. So that's 64-yard field goal incoming.
Look, aside from holding Kasperson coming on and Florenzo, you couldn't have done any more to benefit special teams than send your whole unit to OOB yesterday. You couldn't have done any better for that. Louisville in the kicking game, interesting to look at. Cooper Ranveer, who's a freshman, is 15 of 17 on field goals this year. So, if it comes down to a field goal, I kind of like whoever's kicking. I kind of like Hooser if he's kicking. I kind of like Ranveer if he's kicking. I for sure am not going to – I'm not going to say that one team has a decided advantage.
The last time you played there, it was 30-24. You know, I could see a similar type of game there.
30-24.
27-24, what you said.
I mean, think about last year. Louisville scored 33. Think about how thoroughly Louisville dominated the game. They only scored 33. They weren't just, popping big plays and chucking it, go, 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 go. It wasn't maybe they could have scored 45 or something, but they didn't end up scoring 40-plus on Clemson. Also, Clemson held the ball an annoying amount of time on all of their second-half drives. Honestly, I shouldn't even bring up last year. Last year's game was so dumb. It was dumb in all the dumb ways. It was a ridiculous game where Clemson had no – or they were down multiple scores. I've never seen the fans collectively be like, what is wrong with you? It was ridiculous.
Do you watch The Voice? You ever seen Snoop Dogg talk to the gangsta Holy Ghost? You ever seen that?
Yes.
I've just had an incoming message here from the gangsta Holy Ghost. this is going to be Clemson, Georgia Tech, but with Clemson with the last second field goal.
What?
Yep.
Did you just dream that during the break?
I did.
The gangsta Holy Ghost.
I just felt it.
24-21, 27-24. I can see Miller Moss for sure throwing a pick inside the 10. I want to know what they're doing at quarterback. Ben, I know he hasn't committed to quarterback. They have no idea. Brady Allen is the backup. Brady Allen's been Jeff Brohm's backup for 9 years. Brady Allen's been Jeff Brohm's backup at two schools. Brady Allen is Jeff Brohm's backup. They have no – it's not like they could give you a new wrinkle at quarterback. Any option besides Miller Moss is a worse option.
I'm not trying to take a shot here when I say this, but how confident are you that Clemson's defense can knock an opposing quarterback out of the game for lack of production?
I will say this is Clemson's best chance to do that since Syracuse. And honestly, Syracuse ran it down Clemson's throat, so I don't...
Bad example.
Bad example. But, like, think about the quarterbacks Clemson's faced. I mean, we talked about it last week. All they've done is face chuckers. First and 10, chuck it. Second down, chuck it. Third down, chuck it. Fourth down, Duke, still chucking it. Like, they're just throwing every down, and they want to throw it. If Miller Moss wants to throw it every down, I think Clemson will take that, gladly. 11 touchdowns, 7 picks. Miller Moss, he's averaging like 210 passing yards a game. Not special. Passing-wise, their passing game is a little bit like Florida State's in that you stop two people, you stop their passing game. You stop Lacy and Bell, you stop their passing game. Louisville's not going to beat Clemson throwing the ball. Now, again, I say that with Angeli, and he walked into Clemson's house, and, I mean, he looked like freaking Joe Montana. But I think Clemson would be content for them to throw it 2 out of 3 times because I do think they will have a healthy respect for the explosive plays that Louisville can generate on the ground. So I'm okay with the Miller Moss game.
Yeah, I mean, me too. If you got to pick your poison, I'm picking their passing game over their running game.
That's right.